Orange of the Central West's 105.1 at Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Central West Tablelands Water have got an opening of a new pipeline, 39 kilometres of it, in fact, and I thought we'd find out some of the details of what they've been up to. And joining me is the General Manager of Central Tablelands Water, Gavin Rhodes. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, Neil. How are you going?
Going well. 39 kilometres of pipeline. I guess in the world of pipelines, it's probably not that big.
But yes, that's correct, Neil. But it is a huge area or a huge distance for our organisation, especially when we replace this pipeline. It's an existing pipeline of which was 74 years old, Trunk Main K, which is it's known as, and we've done it all in house with our C2W operators,
right,
and our managers. So it's a fantastic achievement for such an organisation like Central Tablelands Water.
Is this the first major infrastructure project you've undertaken of this size?
It's one of many, but being a smaller organisation, and this is fully funded by Central Tablelands Water. It's been on our long-term financial plan for over a decade now, and it's the delay's been due to competing funding priorities, other right. projects. So, as I said, it's a $6 million project, fully funded by CTW and delivered by our CTW staff utilising local contractors in the Goolagong to Grenfell area.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So where does the pipeline run from and to?
Yes, Neil, well, it runs from Goolagong through to Grenfell. So it provides potable water to approximately 3,000 or 3,500 consumers, picking up rural consumers along the pipeline, as well as to the township of Grenfell. So it's, as I said, it's replacing a 74-year-old pipeline, which has served the community well over the years. But with this new pipeline in, it will, it's increasing the size of that pipeline from 200 millimetres to 300 millimetres. So that'll allow us to be able to push through more water more rapidly and more reliably. So it'll be a big godsend, I suppose, for our operators managing our system more efficiently and effectively.
Right. Now, answer me this, if you would, Gavin. Is a pipeline made 74 years ago similar to a pipeline made today in terms of the material used?
No, there's all different materials these days, Neil. The majority of the pipeline that we've put in, the new pipeline, is PVC, whereas before it was a mixture of cast iron and steel.
Right,
so
okay.
We've been able to replace the majority with PVC, but then I understand in other areas where it's, say, wet or swampy areas, we've put in ductile iron, so that'll have its have decent longevity.
Okay, I knew that was going to get technical as soon as I asked that question. You were going to lose me, but that's good. So it's great news, and the opening of this is today.
That's correct, Neil. We're having our opening today at 10 o'clock in out at McDonald's Lane Pump Station. That's at Warradarri, in between Grenfell and Goolagong. And we've invited, obviously, our councillors and support staff who have been involved in building this pipeline, as well as past councillors who have pushed for this project to be completed. And, it's going to be a fantastic day.
Fantastic, mate. Congratulations. Central Tablelands Water have got the opening of the 39 kilometres of pipeline between Goolagong and Grenfell. Well done, mate. Enjoy your day today, and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it.